Many residents in Jackson, Mississippi are in their third week without running water after winter storms last month froze the system and prompted city officials to issue boil water notices. The breakdown is a result of decades of neglect and lack of funding to repair a century-old infrastructure in Mississippi's capital city. Now the mayor is pleading with state and federal governments to help lift Jackson out of this crisis. And Jackson Mayor Chokwe Lumumba joins us now. Mayor Lumumba, welcome to Here and Now.
Thank you, Callum. It's a pleasure to speak with you and to talk before your listening audience.
Pleasure to have you as well. And Mayor, I want to start by asking for an update because your city's Public Works Director, Charles Williams, said earlier in the week that about a quarter of Jackson's residents were still without running water. That's some 40,000 people. So what's the latest?
Well, there has been progress. The overwhelming majority of our residents have been able to have restoration of their water. But there are a few spots within South Jackson that are at higher elevations that are still having difficulty receiving the water. And our water treatment facility operates off of hydraulics, and that is why the PSI, which was interrupted during the winter weather, is so important to the function of our water treatment facility. And so as we're increasing the pressure, they're getting it. But most residents, even in South Jackson, have received water now, but we are still under a citywide boil water notice in which we have to wait on the health department to give us clearance to have two consecutive days of testing before we can lift that boil water notice. So the challenge is still immense, because even with people having water, you still have those residents, and we're not satisfied until the very last resident has water. But even those who do have water, they can't consume it. And so it still makes it challenging for our elderly, those who are immobile, to get access to drinking water and water they can cook with.
And I know that for a temporary fix that city officials and the National Guard have been helping distribute water so that people can just do basic things like flush toilets. I know that also 25% of Jackson residents live in poverty, Mr. Mayor, and you've embraced being labeled a radical because you say that big systemic change is what we need to help the most vulnerable people. But I wonder how hard it is to go big when you're dealing with something as basic as running water.
Absolutely. Well, it's the resources and the lack thereof. And so, we continue to make the case that this is necessary. And when we talk about the state of our economy, both locally and nationally, we have to be able to look at these sustainable development goals as a true barometer of the success and failure of our economy. We need to look at it in the frame of a dignity economy, which looks at whether people have access to fresh fruits and vegetables, whether people have access or the ability to have functioning and sufficient infrastructure to support them, and the quality of education, instead of looking at GDP. These are the things that we need to be looking at in terms of whether we are meeting the needs of our residents and whether our economy is what it should be.
You know, a lot of people are calling this water crisis in Jackson an environmental and social justice issue. The city is 82% black, and its revenue streams have dwindled over time. What do you see? Do you agree with that characterization?
I think that when we look at just city models and look at the equity questions and how resources are dispersed amongst communities, that those are definitely valid questions to raise. How is it that a city which is overwhelmingly black, the largest city in the state of Mississippi, could be, ostracized from the resources that it needs for such a prolonged period of time? Even as we look internally with the city of Jackson, some people have questions about, what communities are restored water before others. And it is based on the grid in which our pipes are laid out, in which the more affluent communities are closest to the water treatment facility. Therefore, they're the first to receive water when issues like this take place. And we have to realize that city design does not happen by mistake, that issues of equity and issues of justice now have to be incorporated in the models of what we think are the best ways to build our cities going forward.
In the moment we have left then, Mr. Mayor, I do want to ask you about your governor, Tate Reeves, who this week removed all of the state's COVID restrictions, including the mask mandate. And this is even as infections in Mississippi rose by 62% last week. So how are you handling things in Jackson?
Well, first and foremost, I see it as an irresponsible move at a moment where we can finally see a light at the end of the tunnel with the introduction of three vaccines. For us to be making this move prematurely when health experts are not only informing us locally but nationally, saying that with the introduction of new variants of this virus, that some people need to double mask up, and we certainly don't need to let our guard down now. It makes little sense to me. And so, fortunately, in the city of Jackson, our requirement is that the governor's executive order serve as a minimal standard, and we can employ more stringent protocol, and we will be doing that in the city of Jackson.
That's Jackson, Mississippi Mayor Chokwe Lumumba. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.